Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning, December 5th. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
Well, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. That first hour flew by like it always does.
Yes, it did.
And we are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, we are. We are ready to roll. Cool. Well, let's get this puppy to rolling. We can do that. Let's go see Mike Jeffcoat and see what he's doing in Venice, Louisiana this morning. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm good as I can possibly be. Everything's good, right. Man.
I hear you. No, I got back yesterday. Getting camp lined out today. Go back fishing tomorrow. So, got a big group from Crawford Electric coming in town.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get them on some of them big redfish and some trouts. I talked to some of the guys yesterday as I was driving down, and really been catching trout the past few days, so that's a good sign.
Yes, it is.
So, interested to get back after it. So, finish up a few days here in December and shut her down. Come home, do a little bit of hunting, and see what happens. We had a very good Thanksgiving. Kids got to kill a few deer. Me and Darlene didn't get to kill nothing, but that's how it goes. It was cool them first few days I was home. Then it got hot for it next front, like Saturday. My God, that wind was blowing so hard Saturday. It's unreal. But after Rustin killed that one down there in the bottoms, we'd run up to Madisonville and spent a few days up there with Rusty and them, helped him on his place up there, and made 100 pounds of pan sausage.
Man.
Yep. So we just had a very good Thanksgiving all around. So hope everybody did.
I did too. All the food turned out good and it didn't kill anybody, so
yeah.
Nobody got sick.
We were sitting there, me and my daughter-in-law looked at us, each other at the dinner table there while I was eating. She said, we go through about 8 hours preparation for a 10-minute meal. I said, I understand.
Yeah, I've been cooking for 2 days, and it took us 10 minutes to eat all this.
Yep.
And everybody's miserable.
Yeah. Rusty, he was definitely miserable. But Rusty's kind of like me. He's not used to eating up in the middle of the day, So most all us guys are kind of that way, I guess. So I do a little snacking on the boat.
You do get a little hungry. You eat a little snack to get rid of the shakes,
and
wait on supper time when you get in.
I'm waiting on them ducks to get down. That's what I'm waiting on because they're not in our neck of the woods yet. Good. I heard there's some birds on the coast, but
they're along the coast. I mean, everybody I know that hunts in a deep marsh over my way had a great first half and same down the coast, mid-coast.
Right. I looked at everything from Trinity River bottom up towards Centerville, up there above Masterville and stuff, and talked to a few people, and there's just not any birds there. So, and two, up there in that part of the country, there's not a whole lot of water. They're dry up there. So a lot of little holes and stuff and sloughs and stuff, like sloughs on Rusty's places, and they're dry. So
are they?
Yeah. So maybe we'll get a little water in here. I don't see any in the future, but need some.
I don't say that too loud. I don't need any. I'm just getting back in good shape.
Oh, I know you are.
My bad.
Oh, that's like
green, salty
bottom.
Water everywhere, man. I'm loving it. Not a lot of fish. Boy, we're overrun with redfish, but
I heard
working
that.
Their way back.
Our trout are starting. That's another thing. Here it is, December, and this river's trying to green up.
Yeah, y'all are running late, man.
Yeah, we had that one little push, and then all of a sudden there it come again. But there's no way it'll hold up this time of year. Everything they've done ahead of that way, it'll be getting to it soon. So it's not a real good scenario, you know, for us. The trout, that ain't no problem. But them redfish, that river greens up enough for them to move back in there. Curveball in some of these boys, I'm going to tell you right now. So I talked to Brent Valet on the road yesterday and talked to him about it. And he fished Monday and Tuesday. Didn't catch a redfish either day. Caught plenty. He said he caught a limit of trout and a bunch of black drum and stuff like that, but not a single redfish. And I went, That tells me that river is really green down there somewhere. So I imagine the redfish done swam back up in it. So have to go to hunting them holes.
Time to go hunting. You bet.
Yes, time to go hunting. Well, I love it. You know me. I'm a river rat.
I know you do. So, especially with a target-rich environment like you're fishing in.
Yeah. No kidding. So, but other than that, that's
you
all
know,
I got, Jake.
I was talking with old Hillman last night. We were talking about, you know, how our bays changed over the last, just the last 10 years, you know, the way everything's changed, you know, with our, you know, environmentally and every way else. And what has really changed, we just can't explain why there are so many bull reds that live in the bay and never leave. You know, we used to never have all these schools of big oversized reds all over the place in the wintertime.
No, never.
I mean, we can't, we're lost for words on trying to figure out why is this happening now? And it never did before.
I don't know, Mickey.
I figured you being a redfish expert, you could probably answer that for me.
Just the population of the redfish, you know, is... You know, we know for a fact that we've had, and I've talked to some biologists, that we've had some double spawns here because, you know, there's no way you should be able to be catching a 12-inch redfish this time of year down here. And they're there, you know, and there's schools of them. Matter of fact, when I was catching a trout the other day up around the Marston Reef, when I catch a redfish, he'd be about 12 inches long. And I'm going, that's crazy.
Well, see, that's what Charlie was telling me just a while ago on the trout out in the middle of the bay. You know, the bigger reds are liking the drains and all that, and they've kind of all flip-flopped. The undersized reds are all out schooling with a trout in the middle of the bay on the shell.
They ain't got no choice. They go back up in there, they're going to get eat.
Well, that's true.
So, I don't know. You know, it's like you're I talked to Finette the other day. Well, they've been a couple months ago, and he was kind of aggravated about bull red situation. He wasn't catching them like he said he's catching them in the past. Now, but on the other side of it, he will not fish in a crowd. So, you know, when the big schools of redfish get caught, talk gets out on it. There's going to be a lot of boats on them.
Oh, yeah.
And but like I told him, I said, man, you know, last year, both when I could fish on that east side, I could run 20 miles and never get out of them. And
isn't that where he mostly fishes, the east side?
Yeah, he fishes everywhere. Yeah.
Does
him and them boys, they fish all over. You know, ain't no telling where you'll see them at. But, you know, on y'all's side of it, I don't know if them fish just kept migrating y'all's way from here. And because I fished Trinity Bay system all my life as a young person, and I never caught a bull red. I can't ever remember
catching. Show up now, man. You'll be right at home, brother.
Well, y'all need another guy there, I guess. I'll move on.
Come on. Hey,
I hear you.
Use you. Come on. We don't have enough of them.
No, I hear you. But I don't know, man. And two, you know, didn't they shut the pogey boats down y'all's way? I don't think pogey boats can come into Texas water, can they?
I don't ever see them. I guess they're not allowed here. I don't know how that works. You stumped me on that one.
Are the pogies thicker than they ever meant?
We have spurts. You know, we'll have one banner year where there's just sheets and miles of them everywhere, and then other years it's just kind of normal, you know?
You know, I'm at a loss to help you on that one.
Yeah. What is normal?
I'm going to think about that. Yeah. You know, compared to y'all to here,
I can remember we used to have so many fish in Trinity Bay when that pogey migration had started out of the, out of the marshes and the river and everything in early summer. You'd just get, stretches of them. They'd be a half mile wide and a mile long, just big, huge piles of them. You see trout and redfish just jumping out of the water, feeding on them. And boy, you talk about hard to catch. But we had many fish in the bay that they would eat them big, huge schools down, and all you had left was the little black pods everywhere.
Right.
And you had enough fish and a resource to eat it down. And we don't have that now. But we haven't had the, this year I didn't see the amount of shad that we normally have, on a banner year like that.
So, right.
And that, and I'm sure that had a lot to do with the flow. Now, there was a lot of shad down south that were pushed down there with the floods. So
right. Them redfish, I can't figure them because that last day that I fished was a cold day. And I had that gentleman and his two little girls and his grandfather on the boat.
Yeah.
We left the marina and it was 43 degrees. And when I got down to where I was fishing that, and shut down, the water was 52.
Right.
I went to myself, I said, this ain't good. It was dead calm, slick. Every now and then, you'd see a little mullet try to jump. And I didn't even kill my big motor. And I was just fixed to tell him, don't take your life there. He's like, we're going to roll on. And I seen one come up on top of the water and like a torpedo and eat. And I said, go figure this. I never figured them fish would have ate that morning with it being that cold and that water temperature like that. But they was up there in about 2.5 foot of water. And we didn't catch a bunch of them, but we caught them.
Right.
When I think, everything's done moved deep because of this, and then here they are,
Yeah, when we used to wade Sabine early in the spring, what we call spring, February, you get one of those blistering northers in and drop that water temperature down in the low 40s. And, you'd have all your gear on. It'd still burn your legs through your waders. The water was so cold, and you couldn't keep a redfish off the hook. They'd just eat us up. We'd get so aggravated because we knew the big trout were there, but the reds wouldn't leave us alone. So, once they came through and got out of the way, then you'd start catching those, 7-pound trout and stuff. But it, that water don't affect them reds up here like it, like it does the trout.
Our trout, no, that's a different story. I don't know. I'm gonna have to think on that one before you can give you an helmet.
When you figure that out, just send me a nice text or an email or something. I'll
you don't have to
put it on Facebook.
There you go. you don't have no commercial fishing on them no more. I don't know. Just other than that,
I don't either.
Them fish might have migrated your way,
and it's not.
I know
like
they work in your way.
Yeah, it's not like they're just by me in Trinity Bay in that area. They're in Upper Galveston Bay. They're out there in the middle of nowhere out along a channel in parts of East Bay, and it just never seen them like this, especially in December. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
Schooling on top, swimming around like piranha.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, like I told you, I chased them nearly to Grand Isle a couple of weeks ago. They just kept moving. Maybe they just kept on going. Come on over to see. I heard it up right to you.
You can turn the faucet off. We got enough.
Well, that's not a good thing for me. Everybody won't have to come on Venice to catch Bull Red. They can catch them right there with you.
Yeah. But, I'm calling the wrong guy for that. I'll catch a few of them, but I'm not going to lean on them all day like you do. Golly, we were fishing last week. And I said, man, how does Jeff Coat do this every single day, catch all these nasty big reds like this?
It's something, isn't it?
It
are
is.
They big? They 40-inch type fish?
Oh, yeah, there's areas you can go get you some 40s. No problem.
Wow.
But the ones I've been kind of hanging with are anywhere from like 29 to 35s.
Right.
And those are doable on trout tackle.
Yeah.
Boy, you start getting them old 40 and 42s.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. It takes forever to reel them in, breaking stuff.
Yep. Oh, I heard boys the other day talking. They're putting 60 to 80-pound braid on the reels, using 50-pound mono leaders. I'm going, come on, guys.
1 ounce and 1.5 ounce jig head so they can throw a country mile.
Yep. And I ain't going that route. I'll stick to my 30. I use 30.
Well, a man's got to know his limitations, Mike.
Yep. Man. So.
All right, dog. Well, I got a roll, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and bowing up, how do they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing. And I do have a few cancellations this month, one of them being with Jeff Phillips. And I had another gentleman illness, got them out. So we want some really nice trout fishing. We got it right now. And nationally, we got the Bull Red. So.
All right, buddy.
Yeah. Good talking to you.
Mike, you too. Take care, man.
Later.
All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:23 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run down to G-Town, and let's talk to the man, Captain Michael Marquez. We just call him Sharky up here, Sharky Marquez. Hey, Michael, good morning. What's up, bud?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I am excellent. I'm enjoying this good weather we've had for the last couple of days, man. That's for sure.
I love that photo with that red sunset in the background.
Thank you.
I saw you posted up on Facebook, sporting your new wrap on your Contender and all that, rubbing it in on us poor old fishing guys. We're lucky to have one sponsor.
Oh, gosh, man.
Oh, that was good stuff.
It's beautiful, man. That they did a real good job wrapping it. But, man, that weather just – was perfect for us the last couple of days when we needed it to be, and man, we got real blessed about that. That's for sure. I was really hoping to run about 150 miles out, but I had some guided dudes inshore, and man, it turned out really, really fun. We didn't do nearly as much fishing as I wanted to. We were doing some shooting with Academy, so it was a lot of seemed like every time we pulled up to a nice little spot and I was about to cast out there, like, all right, move the boat this way. But man, it was a lot of fun. But I'm fishing today.
Good.
I'm fishing today, and we've got some people that flew in from Alaska coming out with us this afternoon, so that should be awesome.
Monster fishing from Alaska, baby. See, we got a lot of people here that turn the table and go up there to fish, and then we got people there coming here to fish. Cool.
Yeah, it's a little highway, a two-way highway going back and forth. But man, I always like it when they get on my boat, and they're from Alaska, and I'm like, what do you guys want to catch? They're like, anything but a flounder.
Yeah,
because they're used to catching those big old halibut.
Halibut eat our flounder.
that's halibut bait, our 10-pound flounder, trophy fish of a lifetime. They're like,
yeah, let that down to the bottom in Alaska, it'll get devoured.
Yeah, so man, we're gonna get out there and hopefully catch some redfish. And man, that water's so green and beautiful at the jetties. I'm thinking if I was free shrimping or doing something crazy, I might be able to bust a couple of nice big trout. So I had a buddy that went out there and caught a few at the jetties yesterday.
Good.
So man, there should be a little bit of everything running
well,
out
while
there.
While we're discussing this, since we got on a flounder a little bit, have you heard about the scoping meetings that are going to be coming up with TPNW over the flounder issue?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
well, how's it, if they close flounder season in November and December, that's going to be pretty critical to a lot of bookings for some of you guys down there in Galveston. People live for that,
Yeah, absolutely. If they completely close it during November, December, yeah, it's going to be a it's going to definitely hurt. I know that there was talks about them dropping the limit even more or raising the size. And I think that I think that the best thing all around for them to do if they are trying to put some type of a conservation on the flounder, is to just raise the size limit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like 15 inches, or because in reality, this time of year, I mean, we're not keeping any that are right over 14 anyway.
Well, you have so much culling going on anyway with a two fish limit, you know, when it is two fish limit that, you know, I mean, we went from a very, you know, marginal year last year. Actually, I'd call it a poor year, even coastwide, all the way through Louisiana and Texas. Coastwide,
No, it was.
flounder fishing was way off. This
It was
year,
off.
it's gone banner, you know.
Yeah. They're
And trout
everywhere.
guides in the bay have been catching numerous flounder all year long in conditions that we normally don't, you know, we don't fish for them specifically. And we caught flounder all year long, all through the summer, going, man, what's up, man? Where'd all these flounder come from? And
There's an abundance. Yeah.
yeah, so who
There's a
knows,
lot.
man? It's,
Yeah.
I
That'd be
don't
the
know
best
whether
case
there's.
for us. I mean, if they're gonna do something, raise
Well,
the
you
size
guys need to
limit, that's
go to
not
those
gonna
scoping
hurt.
meetings and voice your opinion, man, because they take a
Yeah.
lot of heart to that.
Yeah, I'm definitely I'm trying to get to the one that's coming down here, but
Yeah, they're going to have
I
it in
think I
Texas City.
that's right. Yeah, it's in Texas City, that's right. And so yeah, I need to make it down to that one and I mean, if they completely shut down the season November, December, it's gonna be a mess.
Yeah, it's going to be an economy buster. I mean,
Yeah.
that's a
Yeah.
big deal down in
Oh
Galveston. I
yeah, it's
mean,
huge. Yeah, it's
just
huge.
idle down the Galveston Channel from the Pelican Island Bridge all the way to the sunken ship and tell me that there's not any flounder enthusiast.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's gonna yeah, it would be a game changer for sure. I mean, especially for those guys, like some of my buddies that are making their living flounder fishing. I
Sure.
mean, not commercially, but I've got some buddies that are flounder fishing year round, and I mean, their best months are November, December, of course.
Exactly.
And man, I mean, that's how they make their living. And so they're not as fortunate as us, where they have a pop in, summertime that's, like 5 months of great business. Their business is when the
It's
flounder run
seasonal.
is. So
That's it.
that's it. So that would be a, man, that would suck. That
It would suck, no doubt. Well, we'll see.
So,
They know
oh,
something we
yeah.
don't know, apparently. You know,
Apparently
TPNW.
so.
Apparently they
They
know
need
something we
to
don't.
Hop on my boat this afternoon and come in the channel and come flounder fishing with me and tell me that there's,
There's not
a
any.
super big decline in
I've heard so
flounder.
many stories this year where, you know, guys had cull 80, 90 flounder a trip, you know, to get two sizable fish per customer, you know.
Yeah.
Just hot
Yeah.
action.
Yeah. I've had, last I you hit the nail on the head. Last year I had days that I could count on one hand that were just lights out. I mean, like the bait hits the water, the artificial hits the water, and you're two pops and you got a fish on. And man, this year I 15 trips
Yeah, lights
that
out.
are just 50 plus. I mean, literally 50 flounder. And we're not even fishing for them for 4 hours. We're fishing for them for, 50 flounder in
Yeah.
2.5 hours or 2 hours, and then we're going to redfish. So, I mean, that's a lot of fish.
Yeah, it
That's a
is.
lot of fish. I mean, having a deckhand and having four of them flopping around on the floor and, everybody's back in and hooked back up kind of flounder fishing. And, lots of little ones and, some decent ones, just a
Yeah.
big variety. So, man,
All
they're
right.
prominent.
Well, Sharky, I've got to roll, my friend, but I'm glad
Yes,
I got a
sir.
hold of you this morning, and good luck
Absolutely.
fishing today. If somebody wants to call your service and take advantage of it, get hooked up with you guys, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, absolutely. Check out our website, Outcast Fishing with no G at the end of fishing. Charters, charters.com, and you can pick your boat. And if you want to go with me, pick the Contender and book you a trip. And, man, we'll go out there and make some memories and check out our website, MonstaFishing, MonstaFishin.com. Christmas is around the corner, and we got flounder shirts and all sorts of new performance gear.
Fishing and hunting apparel, baby.
That's it, man. Get you outdoor swag and get hooked up. And,
right,
man,
buddy.
It's great.
All right, Sharky. Well, you have a good day. Good luck out there. It looks like the weather's cooperating. So I'll check in with you Saturday and see how things are going, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I'll have some more real good fishing info on the weekend versus now.
Okay, Michael.
I'll be running some trips. So, hey, God bless. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, my friend. See you.
Thanks, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show.
You know, the worst thing gets me is I'll go ahead and they won't be rigged right, and I'll go ahead and take all their jewelry off, all their snap swivels, and, you know, it's like Mr. T on the end of that rod.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Yeah, it's Nature's Nacho, buddy. Everybody likes quail.
God, Nature's Nacho. Leslie T always makes a little sachet through there during the spring when the wildflowers in full bloom. And guess where she stops?
I'll tell you what. You know, I asked them twice about the Captain Mickey discount, and so you need to get on them about getting it.
Well, I don't think they've created one so yet.
No.
But
well,
it does sound good when you tell them Captain Mickey.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. As we move right along, we're going to wrap her up with old Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. My man, Little Rat, what is up?
Yo, man, what's up, buddy?
Sound like you were pulling it off the step.
Had her on a step there, bud. Backing her down.
Got to get there early, man. Get your spot.
Climb. Oh, yeah, well, we really don't have a spot. We're just going. I'm spot three.
Oh, goodness.
Man. A little northeast wind? There ain't much wind at all. A little east.
No,
it's
down. Yeah, all the monitors are kind of variable. You know, one place will have south at one, another one will have east at two. It's just swinging around. It's just calm.
Yeah. Well, weather got good, Mickey. We ain't had no bite. It ain't been very good for us. I guess it started fading away Saturday. Saturday we didn't do – I mean, we caught some old fish, but it wasn't very good. Monday wasn't very good. We caught whatever we caught, 5-6 fish. Tuesday we caught 8 or 9, 10 trout. And we had a red, a brum, a flounder. We caught a bunch of fish. We caught like 50 fish.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, got back on the pencils. And we just ain't got much of a bite going on right now.
Well, up my way yesterday, my buddy's eating all his bunch. They averaged about a fish and a half per hour, what he told me.
Who said that, Pete?
Big Rat, yeah. Him and Sammy and Jeff went, and they averaged about a fish and a half an hour.
They fished till two, so they caught. They might have got double figures.
Yeah, they might have hit double digits. But, I don't know.
But not very good.
No, it was pretty slow in general.
Hmm. Well, see if it'll turn around a little bit. You know, the weather's been so nice. The last day they bit good, for me anyway, was like that Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it's been, and there was, you know, there was a handful of fish caught yesterday. You know, it ain't no pulling there and catch 40 or 50 fish.
Well, and these tides they're kind of weak right now, and especially for down your way. You know, a two-tide day is just not as good down there as it normally would be up here. So.
No. Well, I'm surprised Rat and him didn't do no better than that. But, I mean, you and I talked about that. Hey, wasn't that fun? We just sat out there like a couple of alligators, just watch boats, watch people, told stories.
Yeah, that was a good little meeting we had yesterday. And boy, I tell you, I can't thank you and Cameron enough for those wahoo fillets. And boy,
no,
those
man,
boys,
thank them.
Their old fish are snapping out there, aren't they?
They did right there. Cameron said it took them a while to find them. When they found them, they were, you know, had several. Said the tax man got several. I think the tax man got three or four.
Didn't you say one big wahoo was lost to like an 800-pound tiger?
Yeah, they hooked the fish. They hooked him.
Oh, they ended up hooking the tiger with the wahoo they had on?
Yeah, he got it all. And
wow.
They ended up getting backing down on him. Just, they could get their line back, you know. They don't want to fool with that. They had several triples, but he said it was good. They never even got any spray on the curtains.
Oh, it was dead slick calm. It was like a lake out there, I heard.
Yeah, it was. He said it was nice. They had a beautiful ride out. 27 knots on the way home, man. Just kick it back. Yeah, so they lit them up. They had a good trip. You know, and they're all, you know, 40-pounders. I mean, they might have had a 60. I don't remember. But, yeah, he said super good trip. Anytime
awesome.
You can go out there and make it back, nothing breaks down, catching is just a bonus.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm looking right here. We ain't got no current. Look at these buoys. Maybe a little bit of trickling out.
You got you a nice outgoing at 7:31 a.m. at the Galveston Channel this morning. That's low tide. It should be already moving out.
It's trickling on these buoys.
Well, it's
right
out of fish in a half an hour.
They fished till two, so they caught. They might have got double figures.
Yeah, they might have hit double digits. But I don't know.
But not very good.
No, it was pretty slow in general.
Well, see if it'll turn around a little bit. You know, the weather's been so nice. The last day they bit good, for me anyway, was like that Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it's been, there was a handful of fish caught yesterday. And it just, you ain't no pulling there and catch 40 or 50 fish.
Well, and these tides they're kind of weak right now, and especially for down your way. You know, a two-tide day is just not as good down there as it normally would be up here. So.
No. Well, I'm surprised Ratton didn't do no better than that. But, I mean, you and I talked about that. Hey, wasn't that fun? We just sat out there like a couple of alligators, just watch boats, watch people, told stories.
Yeah, that was a good little meeting we had yesterday. And, boy, I tell you, I can't thank you and Cameron enough for those wahoo fillets. And boy,
no,
those
man,
boys,
thank them.
Their old fish are snapping out there, aren't they?
They did right there. Cameron said it took them a while to find them. When they found them, they were, you know, had several. Said the tax man got several. I think the tax man got three or four.
Didn't you say one big wahoo was lost to like an 800-pound tiger?
Yeah, they hooked the fish. They hooked him.
Oh, they ended up hooking the tiger with the wahoo they had on?
Yeah, he got it all. And
wow.
They ended up backing down on him. Just, they could get their line back, you know. They don't want to fool with that. They had several triples, but he said it was good. They never even got any spray on the curtains.
Oh, it was dead slick calm. It was like a lake out there, I heard.
Yeah, it was. He said it was nice. They had a beautiful ride out. 27 knots on the way home, man. Just kick it back. Yeah, so they lit them up. They had a good trip. You know, and they're all, you know, 40-pounders. I mean, they might have had a 60. I don't remember. But, yeah, he said super good trip. Anytime
awesome.
You can go out there and make it back, nothing breaks down, catching is just a bonus.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm looking right here. We ain't got no current. Look at these buoys. Maybe a little bit of trickling out.
You got you a nice outgoing at 7:31 a.m. at the Galveston Channel this morning. That's low tide. It should be already moving out.
It's trickling on these
buoys. Well,
it's
a 0.7 coming off of 1.2 at midnight last night, so that's not much. That's 5 or 6 inches. And then your incoming this morning at 11:22, it's only an 0.8. So you got you got a very weak tide day today, brother.
Water temperature 60 even. I got
is that
60,
what you have there?
6-0 and 2-0. 6-0, 0-0.
Well, aren't you
something? That's what I got right here. Yeah, I just sitting here talking to you and looking at it.
But I don't know. We'll see.
But it's been a good bite. I mean, we caught him for 6 weeks, dude. You know, he's been every day. So, you know, I mean, can't complain. It just, it happens.
Yeah, I'm looking across the board now. Everything's east at about 2 or 3.
Yeah, that's what I see right here.
And Eagle Point is showing a whopping 62-degree water temperature this morning.
62 at Eagle?
62.
I don't know. Yeah, Eagle's pretty close. I know my machine right.
Oh, I know it is.
I know it's dead on.
Yeah, because I calibrated mine to yours so I wouldn't be in conflict with you.
Yeah, well, you know, I just took a consensus. It ain't like, you know, we all like, okay, who's got what? We just took whoever, you know, you get two boats that are wrong and four that are right. I'm going to go with them four that are right, and we'll all get on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, cause come from the factory, they can be off a lot. They'd be off like 3 or 4 degrees, which is a big difference.
Well, my front one is about 1 degree warmer than, you know, the one on my trolling motor is about 1 degree warmer than my console machine.
Yeah. Well, you only use that one when they're biting. Yeah, look, man. See, look at that one.
Yeah, hey, man, it's going to be really good. I'm 1 degree warmer up here, so the trolling motor says we're going to catch them this morning, boys.
Yeah, if it ain't no good, you look in that bag and say, I told y'all, boy, that water temperature's too cold, man.
Yeah, I told you it's too cold. They're
not biting. They ain't snapping, man. Oh, Lord. Y'all going to eat that hoo tonight?
Yeah, it's hoo night tonight at my house, man. I'm going to hoo up.
Did you kill that fish dip?
Boy, you told me not to sit down in front of the TV in my recliner with it.
I told you, don't do it.
And, well, I ate that whole pack of crackers you gave me with it. And, but, no, I got over half of it left. Rhonda had some, and she liked it. And that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, trout you can't.
Smoked
you can't
trout
keep
dip.
Smoke. Trout dip, you can't keep that around very long.
Well, I'm fished out because I had salmon last night, stuffed salmon with crab meat, and Rhonda had that. We went ahead and cooked that because she already had it in the fridge and she needed to cook
it. Oh yeah, the hoo'd be good 3 or 4 more days.
And then I'm gonna show her what real fish tastes like tonight.
Ain't that the truth, man? I think Cameron's cooking tonight.
Hey, when you got to take old fish and stuff it full of crab meat and stuffing and all that to make it taste good. You want it by itself.
Hey, you can do that to your tennis shoe. You put enough stuff on it and throw it in there.
You could eat that, sure. Wrap it in bacon.
Well, that's like kingfish, you know. I really don't like it. Now, Cameron's old boss, Kevin Rosen, Dragon Up, he can make some really, really good kingfish dip. And it's really good, like what you were eating. It's that good.
Oh, really? Smoke that kingfish and make a dip out of it?
Oh, Mickey, it's good.
Really?
It's real good. Yeah. I'm surprised. I mean, normally I wouldn't say that, but Kevin's the only one I know that ever make one taste like that. And you'll like it.
You know, and there's some people that like the taste of kingfish. You know, they crave that kind of taste. And I never warmed up to it too much. I'd rather eat gaff dog.
That old gray, nasty bean, I don't want
to. No,
I like catching
into it.
We caught a big one this summer. Caught one over 50, which that didn't happen very often.
That's a big
not,
king.
Not kingfish crew, he was big. But it's beautiful, a lot of stars. It's breaking day a little bit.
What does that mean? A lot of stars.
Well,
are they
gonna
line for you?
It's gonna be good.
Yeah, they're lined up.
I see
up,
a bunch
man.
Of falling stars in the morning. You know, when you run at night, every night, you know, you see a lot. I see a lot of falling stars. It's pretty cool.
Well, we can't all be like Score Tracker and get them every day, you know.
No, where is Tracker? Tracker's probably going today.
Yeah, he actually went yesterday. I said, boy, you need to stay in touch more because Plog and I would have jumped on the boat with you yesterday. He had a cancellation or something, and he took one of his buddies with him. And I said, yeah, that phone never rings when you want it to. I said, because my boat's in the shop getting a new engine, and I'd have definitely jumped on with you there, bud, so I could learn something.
Yeah, what'd they catch?
I don't know. He said he tried a bunch of off-the-wall stuff, you know, just to see where fish are supposed to be this time of year, but they're not. and the fish that he's been catching were still there. And he just he had an experimental run there. But, you know, he caught some fish. I mean, he said the bite was definitely off. There wasn't no thump to it. It was just they were on there. The bite was real light. And,
hey, it's really weird, dude, speaking of that.
Isn't it? He said even the reds were just a very light bite.
Yeah, they'll just – it's almost – even swim bait fishing, just turning and burning. It'll just, like, load up.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, he fished with plugs yesterday. They threw miradines and softdines and stuff like that. And even some what do we call the butt plug? What's that corky called?
That corky devil thing?
Devil, yeah. Even threw that. And he said, man, it was just all the bites were real light on them. They just loaded up on it, and that was it.
It's like David Carroll. We were catching all my little fish. I was fishing with a white little boss, like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Even catching a little, you know. 14 and a half inch, 15 and a half inch. Right? He said, what about a mirror nine? I said, that'd be great, David. That's why I got one on.
David Carroll, man.
Oh, we had a blast. Your ears should have been burning.
I'm sure they were. They burn all
but
the time,
man. But I think this was actually good. I mean, we would catch, you know, 15, 20 a pass. Man,
right.
Just small, dude. But that's, you know, that's been MO all year.
Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Man,
today.
I had something I wanted to do. I don't think I can throw into this east wind. I'm sitting here looking at it. It just now got even a little ripple.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can throw. Maybe.
Well, go through the motions, do your thing, and let me know how that worked out for you today. I'm going to let you get on out of here so you can put her on a step and get to your hole. And somebody wants to call you, James, give them a number, man.
All right, buddy, 409-935-7242. Had a great day. You know, it's funny. I had just as much fun standing there BSing with you as I would catching 50 fish. That was fun.
That was good.
We caught a bunch of them while we were there, and we didn't even have to go nowhere.
Caught some big ones, too.
Yeah, we smoked them, dude.
All right, James. Hey, good luck today, man. Light them up. See you. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. That's all the time we have for today's show, but guess what? We'll be back in the morning, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.